the most difficult thing to attain in your Christian life, every human being, is to come to an estate where your own will is buried in the will of God. Jesus Christ said, if it is possible, Lord, let this cup pass away. When he saw what was awaiting him in the hands of his enemies, Jesus had his will. The Father has his will. He says, if it is possible for this cup to pass away, if it is possible, then he added, that is the estate every one of us must be. Nevertheless, thy will be done, O Lord. Hallelujah. The truth is this. The most difficult aspect of Christianity, I repeat, the most difficult thing to attain in your Christian life, every human being, is to come to an estate where your own will is buried in the will of God. That's the most difficult thing to attain in the Christian faith. Jesus Christ said, if it is possible, Lord, let this cup pass away. When he saw what was awaiting him in the hands of his enemies, and yet that is what God has programmed for him to go through. Jesus had his will. The Father has his will. Every one of us, we have our will. That's why we are human beings. Jesus had his will. The Father has his will. Every one of us that you are a Christian does not take your own will away. No. Hallelujah. But all that the Father wants to achieve in his relationship with all of us is that the Father will have his will, hallelujah, done in our lives. Thy will be done, O Lord. He says, if it is possible for this cup to pass away, if it is possible, then he added, that is the estate every one of us must be. Nevertheless, thy will be done, O Lord. If it is your will, despite all the prayer I went to pray in Gethsemane, all the sweat, all the crying, you still say, I must go through this gruesome death, the hands of my enemy, to achieve your purpose. Let thy will be done. Jesus himself taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth. And when you say, thy will be done on earth, some of you are looking at, thy will be done on Mother Earth. That prayer there is, thy will be done in my life. It's actually, you are that earth. Thy will be done on earth. I pray that prayer regularly. It's one thing to pray. It's another to submit and subject yourself. I pray, Lord, let my will be buried in your will. Lord, every day I pray that, even today, let my will be buried in your will. But it is one thing to pray, it's another to allow him. May God help all of us. Hallelujah. Let's continue our Bible study. Let's open 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And let's continue with our topic, how to operate the spiritual gifts. I've been talking about it. Go to the tape stand and get the other parts. But let's pick a text from where we have this admonishment. Verse 1, and I'm reading it up to verse 14. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a cause, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with her. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh at one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And he explained it in the next four verses. He says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Let me end here. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. And we have looked at various aspects of how to operate this gift, because this is a spiritual church. And this is not just a spiritual church. This is a restoration ministry. A lot of us talk of the end time message, but not too many people really understand what we really mean by this end time message. How do I know? The attitude of some of us, despite all we preach here. But I know there are many all over the world too that seem to understand what we are saying here. And that is why I don't get surprised when some online members get this revelation. And of course, we are not a denomination. Even that we don't have headquarters and branches is the further understanding of what the end time message of restoration is all about. So many who just listen to us, sometimes I wonder what you listen when you call me to say, why do you say there are no branches? Okay, how are we now? You pray, we believe now. So how are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because your understanding is that it is another church that is coming up. It's not another church that is coming up. It is a restoration ministry. You know, and to achieve this is not going to be easy. I am telling you, it's not going to be easy. You people don't know what I am going through. I need your prayer. Go and see everywhere now. People are using Bride Assembly, all over. Bride Assembly, Kaduna, Bride Assembly, where? Everywhere, Bride Assembly. Why are you using the name Bride Assembly? Okay, so because of that, people who come across us, they see the signboard, they say, hey, see Bride here. But when they enter, They just discover that it's one smart person that is trying to open his shop with a patent, a patent name. And so, those who just see name and say, hey, and they run there, if it is just name you see, certainly, praise the Lord, certainly, you are just another denominational man jumping from one denomination to another. But there is this other group that have caught the revelation. When they go there, they begin to see that this one, a shop, if they enter here, and a man must work ministry with this. Oh. Amen. One of the ministers that left here and established, I mean, you know, that was supposedly with us here, left. And is arguing with hair covering. And he's saying that, no, let people come in with a earring and this and that, and it doesn't matter. Allow them come. Allow them come. And when they come, they believe with time that they will change. That's a beautiful argument, isn't it? Is that not the same argument with redeem? It's not the same argument with other denomination. But you don't find that argument with Kumuyi, Deeper Life. Do you understand? But now, where I am going is, that young man was with us here. He was a minister here. But never one day did he approach me to say, no, what you stand for, I no agree. But as soon as he left, because he's not our branch, if he's our branch, I will have posted him back to headquarters immediately. You see the problem we have? And the signboard of his church is Bride Assembly. You see where I say I have problem? They are all scattering their shops everywhere and looking for means of getting credence, getting whatever it is, you know, credibility. And the only credibility they want is associating with me. And a brother here, one of our brothers, a brother friend of mine, who is a very good material for making that credibility. You can see I'm learning not to call names. Clap for me now. I'm growing. Not every time that they fight. You know, sometimes we shoot the target from another angle. The important is that you get the target. Amen. So I received a message this morning about his movement itinerary, and he's saying, one of your, how did he put it? The one I am mentoring in so town, invited him, he will be with him. He will be with some of my boys in so place. In this ministry, they invited him to come and minister. They invited him to come and minister. They invited him to come and minister. Because that brother is always seen in this church. If he is also with them, then we are one. And so he's moving up and down. And meanwhile, the truth is, I have nothing to do with those people. But they are bearing Bride Assembly. Amen. And then he said, why I'm saying so is this. So that you see where I am put in so much difficulty. We are teaching here, everybody is grabbing what he wants to grab. And do you know the easiest thing to grab when you come to Bride Assembly is to grab the gifts. There seems to be a grace in this ministry that anything you desire, when you come here, you will get it. So many give their brothers and sisters. And contrary to what is the norm in the Christian faith today, tell me one ministry where you see the overseer give his pulpit to any other member of the church, gifted brother and sister, that will stand and minister. They have their offices, they have their PAs, they have, you know, they go from ministry to ministry, they are there. Where do you ever see that happen? And they are thinking that this man here is a malam, he doesn't know about the ministry. I am not a mumu malam as you think. After all, I'm not a Fulani man. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am one of the instruments God is using to restore the church back to what it was in the original. This is who I am. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I called my son one day and I told him, when I tell you to go to school and go and read and I pay your school fees and I do whatever it is for you to do, I said, do you think you are doing it for me? No, it's true. Now, are you doing it for me? I said, I have already run my course like Apostle Paul will say. He has fought the good fight. He is sure there is a crown of righteousness awaiting him. He has known it. He has finished his own. He's only helping you now so that you too can achieve what he has achieved. My son, if you turn to be an arm robber tomorrow, it has nothing to do with me. It will not reduce me to be what I am. I have achieved my own. I am only helping you to achieve your own. Every believer that comes my way, and there is anything I can do to better your Christian life, I offer myself for it. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with me. Hallelujah. I have my own ministry is to preach. I will only be guilty of not preaching. But as long as there is mouth to preach, whether there is a microphone, NEPA or generator or not, I will preach. I will continue to preach. How you respond to what I preach has nothing to do with me. That's one problem many people don't know. Nothing will stop me. If I see any grace in anybody, I encourage it. I'm talking about the body of Christ. So, why am I emphasizing so much on these gifts? Because the gift you operate defines your ministry. If you operate it properly, you will get the reward that is awaiting every one of us. If you operate it wrongly, you will lose the reward that is prepared for you. And I will not take your own, and you cannot take my own. Praise the Lord. I am only obligated to tell you how to operate it. Those who catch it, go ahead. If you don't catch it, it has nothing to do with me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some pastors are afraid of church breaking. Any pastor that is afraid of his church breaking is not sure of his calling. It simply means you are gathering other people's sheep and calling them your sheep. So this issue, topic of how to operate the gift of the Holy Ghost, I am not teaching you so that you will come and operate in my ministry. How many prophets are you choosing? How many prophets are in redeemed? How many prophets are in mountain of fire? Which other name do you hear in redeemed than Adeboye? Which other name do you hear in choosing than Mocha? Which other name do you hear in mountain of fire than Olukoya? It's only in Brother Assembly that you hear Prophet Sunday. Prophet. So it is confusing people. Praise the Lord. If a man doesn't know where he stands, he won't, allow what is happening here to go on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now you will notice that it says in verse 7, it says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit without. Manifestation of the Spirit is the Holy Ghost. Now watch it. I say manifestation of the Spirit. It is the manifestation of the Spirit that is either in you or on you. I'm speaking English. He said, all we know is the manifestation of the Spirit. Which Spirit? The Spirit that is in you or on you. You are not doing as you understand me, sir. Can't you see I'm speaking grammar? There is the Spirit that is in you. Amen. And there is the Spirit that is on you. In you and on you. Some people have the Spirit in them. Some have it on them. But it's the same Spirit. The Spirit that is on you. If that Spirit is not in you, you will be a carnally gifted brother, gifted sister. Because that is called the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But when the Spirit is in you, oh, glory be to God. It is there for conversion. It is the Spirit of sonship. And there is a difference between the Spirit of sonship and the Spirit of bondage, a servant. There is the Spirit of service and there is the Spirit of sonship. So, whatever it is the same Spirit. Always be careful how you speak against the anointing. That the anointed one is manifesting like a devil. It's not what you use to judge the anointing that is on him. Be careful. Be sure that you know that anointing is not of God. Before you make a conclusion, because there can be a genuine Holy Ghost on a serpent seed. You say what? Who is a serpent seed? A serpent seed is an animal in human form. They have no conscience. They have no heart. Their heart is that like that of Cain. When they have made up their mind, nothing can change it. Even God spoke to Cain, he refused to change. That is the anointing that was on an animal that spoke to Balaam. Prophet Balaam. God had to speak to him through an animal. That is the Spirit that speaks to some of us on the road. On a madman. A madman giving you prophecy. Genuine Holy Ghost is the hand of God upon that person. That is what is known as the manifestation. And I say this because, hallelujah, the Bible tells us to watch and pray. And the first place to watch is your spiritual life. And how do you watch your spiritual life? Is you watch it by the standard of the Word of God. You don't watch it by the vibration you feel. You don't watch it by any other means. How do I know? And so, that is how we want to know now today, how to judge a gift. How to judge a gift. The Bible says the spiritual man judges all things. Yet he himself is not judged. And especially in this age of all manner of manifestations, before you say amen and you shook your head somewhere, praise God, be sure that you have confirmed that that thing is of God. Even the Bible says you should not stand shouting for stranger. Amen. Watch and pray. Watch your spiritual life and watch by the standard of the word of God. And this is for pastors. The first gift that is always operating in every ministry that I know is the prophetic gift. The gift of prophecy. Paul said the Lord, somebody falls under anointing, speaks in tongues, and gives message. And once that begins, pastors always have this mistake. I call it a mistake. Brother Moses, gifts have started. We have gifts now in my church. And I asked, hey, which gift? He said, there are sisters that are prophesying. There are brothers that are prophesying. And I say, is prophecy the only gift? Prophecy is not the only gift. In verse 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, are all apostles? Are all, how did he put it? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No, all cannot have the same gift. So you are right to say the gifts have begun. And these gifts can bless a ministry because it is for edification. But these same gifts, if not properly operated, can also scatter the ministry. So it is proper that every pastor should endeavor to teach the people how to operate the gift and also how to judge every gift. Number one, John chapter 15 verse 26. How do I judge a gift? Number one. He said, but when the Comforter is come, who is the Comforter? It's the Holy Ghost. Whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, what will he be doing? He shall testify of me. John chapter 16. Verse 13 and verse 14. Makes it clearer. It's the same thing, but makes it clearer. How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He's repeating what he has spoken. For he shall not speak of himself, see, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Verse 14. This is the emphasis. The Holy Ghost shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So, number one, how do you judge any gift that you have? It glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the master. We are the servants. And there is the posture of a master and there is the posture of a servant. There is a posture of a messenger. A messenger does not go and speak of himself. Anywhere there is any occasion and the person that is invited is not able to go, then he sends somebody to represent him. He will always go with the speech that the person that is supposed to be the guest of honor to present, the person that sent him there, always listen to them. Even listen to the pressmen who are professionals. They will tell you the chairman of the occasion. You will hear the chairman of the occasion, Governor Sanyaolu. You will hear ably represented by. You can't call the servant without acknowledging who sent him. Amen. So that is number one. And when he comes with his speech, he will tell you, the guest of honor is unable to come, and he said, I should come and represent him. And this is his speech. Then he begin to read it. He will not add his own. He will not subtract from it. Because no be him. He is not the guest of honor.